The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Nobody worked out today yet, huh?
Not yet.
You're going to train later?
This afternoon, I'm going to try to.
Why did you say try?
Well, because this is one of those days where, you know, this is what I like about having... I scheduled a workout every day, and sometimes I just naturally take a day off, yeah. You know. And
what determines you taking a day off?
You know, my schedule for today, like, because today could be technically a day off for me. I've trained, you know, the last 5 days or so consistently without a day off, so... You know, I feel okay, so there's definitely some work I can do in the gym, but it might be a day where I just go do mobility for a little bit, or I just completely take it as a rest day, and it'll be dictated by my schedule today.
So. See, I get so, like, sometimes I get so structured with the idea of what I'm going to do with my workout that when I go in and I know I'm going to start with something, and if that something is taken by someone else, I want to
something else. Now.
I want to kill them.
Yeah,
it makes me that angry.
Really?
Yes.
Oh wow.
I get that mad. Like, and I get real particular. Like, there's a particular bar that I like to use when I deadlift.
Oh, yeah, I'm assuming.
And there's a particular part of the gym that I like to deadlift in. And if I'm ready to go, I look over, oh, someone's using that bar that I like to use.
I'll go to a different gym.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I do. Fuck this whole thing. Like, I'm taking my ball home.
It's been really hard for me not to deadlift the last couple of weeks. It's been, I go there and I just want to go over there, go test my strength. Because I feel good. I'm like, I want to see it, but I know... I'm getting better every day that you know, that I've been working on that connection right now, and I feel like this is what happens to me. I start to feel really good, and then I'm like, I go right back into it, and I want to see how strong I am, and I'm like, yeah. So I'm gonna do my best to really stay away for a couple weeks and do a lot of my rehab type of work, which is boring and none of us like doing. But I feel like you know, at this point in my life now, you have to, you know, this is the type of shit that you just don't, as a trainer, even as a trainer, you don't think about it as much when you're 20 to 25 years old, you know, and you start getting older and you
now
start.
Now that you're 45, I mean.
Whoa, dude.
Do you listen to different music when you have to do mobility?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because I fuck.
That's
up.
Where I will listen to hip hop
like
or something.
Play.
Like.
Yeah,
Coldplay. Not quite Coldplay, but I will listen to you know, a lot easier listening for sure.
Because like I fucked
Everlast,
up one time.
Some Incubus. You know,
I fucked up one time. I had Sepultura on when I was trying to rehab my.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah. Didn't work.
Not a good.
No,
start aggressively adducting your knee.
My rotator cuff exercises turned into a PR. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I've never done this with 50.
You know, some people love to listen to hip hop music when they work out, and I just can't. It doesn't get me amped enough. No. I like hip hop music.
It's party music.
It's how I feel. I want a club. I want to dance. Yeah. I want to grind on some girl or something. Like, that's what I want to do. I don't want to go grab a fucking 500-pound fucking deadlift and rip it off the floor.
Do people still do that? That whole grind. Remember, like, how ridiculous I got for a while?
I still do.
It's progressed.
I mean, me too. I'm just saying, like, is that acceptable?
No, it's progressed. There's no more grinding. Now they just take their clothes off and fuck.
Oh, I see.
On the dance floor.
Yeah,
when we were kids.
What is dancing like right now? I haven't danced in a while. What's dancing?
Here's the problem is we never knew dancing then either.
Yeah like, but we weren't good. We at least watched it.
Well, that's actually, Justin can dance. Yeah.
That's why grinding was
only
so cool.
Michael
when
Jackson.
Grinding came out, I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this.
This is in my skill set.
Yes, this is definitely, this is in my wheelhouse.
I can
wheelhouse.
Walk up behind some girl and just
thrust my hips into her.
Right between there.
To the rhythm. I could do that. I could. That's easy, you know?
You like this song, huh?
Yeah. It's all that coordinating your arms with your hand stuff that I'm not very good at.
I think it was, incidentally, grinding came out when baggy pants were in style, which was perfect, because then you get a boner. Right. Wouldn't work with a tight pants.
It doesn't work with skinny jeans.
No, but you get the big pants, you could almost hide it a little bit.
Oh, you know until you do the tuck, you know, you totally get away with it then.
The waistband
yeah,
tuck?
You gotta tuck. Yeah.
You can't tuck with
unless
skinny jeans.
Like, yeah.
Skinny jeans tucking them like,
bro.
Like an arrow pointing towards your face.
That little head's out there. He's like, hey, man.
Bro, even with
check me out.
Even with the big jeans that happened to me once, I tucked it and I looked down and I was like, oh. He's out for everybody to
see. You
know
what? I think today I actually might just, I actually might do a little at home stuff, considering that we just finished our stuff up. I might do a little at home workout today. I think it'd be a good day to do
that. We need to talk about this. We need to talk about exercising or you know, working out, getting gains with minimal or no equipment, because obviously all the MAPS programs that we've created involve working out in the gym. And, you know,
you get a great workout at home, dude. People don't realize
that. Well, here's the thing. Like, here's the interesting thing. The most popular workout programs that exist
are at home,
are not in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
They're all at home.
Well, let's list them. There's Insanity. There's
P90X.
Yeah. There's
Sweating to the Oldies.
Yeah. I guess Sweating to the Oldies. Dude, that's
he sold
Buns of Steel.
You talk shit.
Buns of Steel is probably one of the millions. Shit.
Jazzercise was one. Yeah. Like, you know.
Wasn't Buns of Steel like one of the most sold video cassettes ever?
Bro, it sold millions of...
What about that Billy Blanks one, the Tybo? Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, so those are the most... Those are by far the biggest selling...
Well, the irony between all those guys, too, you know they all have like 10 different ones, and they're all... It's just another... Just high intensity running around like crazy,
and that's the problem.
There's no program design.
Move your body and flop, 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 flop.
Yeah, like the it's who is the guy? Is it Billy Banks that did it? Who's Insanity? Who is Insanity?
Oh, I don't know who that
What's
is.
What's his name?
The ripped black guy. Yeah.
Right. What's his name?
I know what you're saying.
Well, whatever.
He's popular.
The guy that did, he's also tied to that that big multi-level marketing company too.
Beachbody.
Yeah, he's tied to Beachbody.
They pump these things out.
What he does is he comes up every 6 months. He's got a new one. The latest
is his name Sean Marriott.
Yes. Sean T.
Sean T.
Sean T. That's it. Okay.
Yeah. Sean T. And his latest one is, I think, the hip hop one. You know, getting in shape to the hip hop. You know, like you dance hip hop, and all of a sudden you get these shoulders and abs.
So
get the fuck out of here.
So here's
bro.
The secret. Here's
get out of here.
I'm gonna let you guys
pop
in.
No way to
six packs. I'm gonna let our audience in on. Why do I sound funny, Doug? Do I sound funny to you? Okay.
You
I'm
always
gonna,
sound funny.
I know.
Is this really my voice? Can I get a sound check?
Nothing you can do about that, bro.
It's long, green, and smelly.
Yeah.
Kermit's finger. I
think you've used that one.
I have a long time ago, but the new audience hasn't.
Oh, okay.
So here's the secret. Here's what they do when they design at-home programs. Number one, their goal is marketing it. And number two, their goal is how fun we can make it look. And that's it. That's all the energy that goes into it. There's no energy that goes into programming. How do I know this? I've looked at these fucking programs, and there's zero rhyme or reason. It's literally how fun can we make it, and how can we market it?
Let's talk more about that formula, because they use transformations. They bombard you with transformations. Yeah. Like it, whether they're legit or not, but they just, we know how they've
legit, bro. It's not even close to legit. The girls and the guys they show with their progress pricks,
they're hired. Did you say progress pricks?
Progress. You did say progress pricks.
Progress pick. Man, I am off today.
Freudian.
Coffee is not kicking in yet. They're like competitors. They're like my peers. They find someone that's like competed, bro, and they get off stage and they're like,
they put out an ad and they say, hey, if you're fit and in this demographic and age range, come here. We'll pay you for like a week. And then they shoot you doing all these exercises. And then they get you all like bloated for your before picture after you're done.
That's one way. But here's the other way that some of these companies...
Because you can't get shoulders like that doing hip hop.
No. Here's the other way.
You're not doing hip hop dance.
Well, here's the other way. When they take
Or Tupac and Biggie would have looked
I'd
fucking
dance
ridiculous.
Hard, dude.
But when they get regular people, this is what they do. They put out an ad to agencies with people who are aspiring to be actors and actresses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they say, try out to be on this commercial for this new workout program. And then they get 50 people. Mm-hmm. They have 50 people do the workout program, which now they're highly motivated because they know they're going to be, if they do well, if they have a good before and after, that they'll appear and be interviewed on this infomercial.
Right.
So then everybody's super motivated. They're doing the program, but they're probably doing other shit also. And of course, dieting and stuff. They get this before and after, and they're trying to get on this commercial, and they get on the commercial. What are they going to say on the commercial? I tried this program and it kind of sucked. No, they're going to be like, this is the fucking greatest thing ever. There's nothing real about those testimonials. And as far as the workouts are concerned, it's horrible programming. So it's a big problem in the industry is that a lot of people work out at home but don't have effective workouts. I mean, how would we design, right? How would we design a program without equipment? Which is kind of what we did.
Some rules apply that they neglect. You know, there is still an importance to certain type movements that are going to overall benefit you. There's certain type of phasing that you should do. The body still adapts the same way. Just because we're not hitting weights anymore doesn't mean that there isn't an adaptation process that hasn't happened. Doesn't mean that certain exercises trump other exercises. Doesn't mean that certain exercises should follow other exercises. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't intensify per person. You know what I'm saying? Each person shouldn't be at the same level. People should be, you know, progressing at their level. There's so many elements that still apply even at home that these programs just neglect. It's one for all, intensity driven, you know, sweat your ass off, having fun, and hopefully you're going to look like these people, which probably never even did these programs that we hired to say they did. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was our, I think, our big motivator to create this. And, you know, it's when we first started doing it, I'm not going to lie, like, because I'm a 99% of the time I'm in the gym working out, I wasn't as excited to get into this. But once we started diving into it, I got really excited, because when we did Black, I was so pumped about that, because I was so pumped to create this program that had all this flexibility in it, and you know, for each individual person. And when I got into White, we started doing White, I thought, well, how are we going to do that? And boy, there's more videos in White than we have in any other program. Yeah. There's
more flexibility.
Yeah. We totally flipped the whole foundational days on its head and did it completely different. Mm-hmm. You know, they have amp sessions now. So instead of focus or trigger sessions, we now have amp sessions, which are designed to amplify your workout. So yes, intensity does play a role. Yes, there is a place for it, but it's not the foundation of the workout. It's what we call an amp session, which we're trying to teach people how to amplify their own workouts based off of learning to read their body and how it's responding to their foundational days. Like, you do a foundational day and maybe you go into your amp day and you feel great. You don't feel sore from it. You didn't push too hard.
Well, what's cool is it's basically like the inverse of our trigger session concept, you know, on foundation day. We sort of like inversely flipped it on its head, and it makes sense that way because of the limitation of equipment, and, you know, we're not loading the body with a lot of weight, and it's not, you know, something that is, you know, dangerous in any way from that sense of it. Your body will be able to recover. And so, you know, we show you that there is a place to really ramp intensity up, and this is how we do it.
Well, here's the thing, like, you have to ask yourself, why are programs that don't involve going to the gym so popular? And I think the biggest factor is convenience, right? People mm-hmm. like that convenience. But I think a lot of people too are just they just don't want to go to a gym. I mean, we take it for granted. See, we were really reluctant to design a program like Maps White, which, by the way, I can say the official name, right? Maps Anywhere.
Yeah.
We were reluctant to do so because the three of us were born and raised in the gym. We were in the gym all the time. For me personally, when I walk into any gym, I can go into any gym that I've never been into, and I immediately feel at home because I've grown up inside of a gym. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't feel that way. A lot of people find it intimidating. It's complicated.
Very much so.
And so at-home programs are by far the biggest sellers of the fitness industry, because people like the convenience.
Yep.
It's not intimidating. And, I don't need to, you know, I don't have to invest in a gym membership. I don't have to find a place to drive to. And so we were a little apprehensive at first because for us, it's not an issue. You know, we don't think of not going to the gym. For us, it's not a problem. But then I started asking myself, you know, well, we talked about this a lot. Like, what about when we travel? Like, mm-hmm. there's been times where I'm like, fuck, man, I don't have a gym. What do I do?
You gotta get creative, right?
You gotta get creative and think of, you know.
You don't want to just address it like it's maintenance.
No.
You know, you want to actually have something that you're progressing towards.
Yeah. That you're progressing. And then the other thing too was, what if we designed an at-home program that was legit? And what I mean by legit was, you could just do this and you could seriously progress. It wasn't just like most of these programs, you do it and you progress for 2 or 3 months, your body adapts and there's nowhere else to go. There's nowhere to go. You've already applied all the intensity. The programming is straightforward. There's no phases. There's no, like, where do you go from there? And so our goal was to come up with an at-home program in which you could just do it and progress consistently. And we wanted to make one where if guys like us who are very advanced, very strong in lifting weights, that we could get benefit from. And so that's kind of what we came up with. But I think, and we'll see how the public receives it, because like I said, of all of our programs that we've designed, I think this has the most.
This is the most out of the box.
It's the most out of the box. And
literally out of the gym box.
It is. Yeah. And I think it has the most viral potential, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of people really like the convenience of working out at home. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, with proper programming, you don't need a lot of equipment to get a fantastic body. There's examples in the real world. You look at, gymnasts. Gymnasts use very little equipment. They use bars and stuff like that and use their body weight. And they're very, very muscular. They have amazing bodies. You look at some people who, go to prison and they don't have access to weights anymore because they've taken them out of prisons and they've got amazing physiques. You have what they call bar guys. I don't know if you've heard of these. These are guys that go to like playgrounds.
Calisthenic guys.
Yeah, yeah. Calisthenic guys. But it's not just about just doing all these different exercises. That's the problem that we run into with a lot of these programs is they would say, okay, here's your calisthenics, push-ups, lunges, squats, mm-hmm. pull-ups, sit-ups, just throw them and do them intensely. And maybe if you spend money on a program, it'll be fun to some music or something like that. But that's not how the body progresses. The body progresses through specific, applying specific forms of exercises for specific types of adaptation. And so with MAPS Anywhere, we kind of put that together and did that. And the cool thing is, there's a lot of new stuff that's out there. For example, I don't know of any home program that really takes advantage of isometric or tension type exercise.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like a lot. There's a lot of new science that's coming out on it. That's why. I mean, we're going to see that.
It's an old science, but now there's new stuff coming out.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, we're going to see, in Mind Pump, we always like to tell you guys first when we predict something that's going to be happening in the fitness industry. And we've shared several things in the last year and a half that have unfolded for most of you guys. And here's another one. You're going to see this all over the place. And we brought Stick Mobility on back, mm-hmm. Last year sometime. And we had those guys on because we knew and where they were going, what they were doing was brilliant and the future of fitness. And with all the new science that's coming out on the benefits of isometric training, and there's not a lot of people, one, that are providing a tool, or two, showing you how to utilize that and how you would program that into.
Right. How would you phase in and out of it? How would you use it more than just a tool? How would you actually build muscle, using these types of techniques? And so this is what we really dove into. And we want to make sure that we're on the cutting edge. And this is something that, I know myself in particular have been researching like adamantly, because I see so many benefits to it, not only just, from building muscle, but also just from, what we found with mobility and stretching and, how this neural connection is so crucial, to better body mechanics and to be able to be supported in movement. And a lot of these techniques, they translate very well to that. And so, to be able to apply this into this program was exciting to me, because, I've really been diving into this. And it's tough. You go through these exercises, they're tough, they're grinding exercises, and it really is challenging. And I really like the challenge, and that was the thing about this program, is that you might think that, oh, since I'm not in the gym, it might be okay, and the intensity might be kind of low, but applying certain techniques like this and other things we included, it have really helped to make it an exciting, challenging, invigorating kind of a workout.
Well, one of my first exposures to utilizing the concept of tension really well was, I believe it was Pavel, if I wasn't mistaken, mm-hmm. where he would talk about doing a movement and just tensing up the whole body within the movement. And I remember, the push-up, right? Doing a push-up, it's one of the most basic body weight movements you could do, just a standard good old fashioned push up. And I remember, I would do push ups a lot of times. Sometimes I would do in the morning or at night, and try and get a little bit of a pump.
In the morning,
yeah. Everybody can't talk today. But you know what? I remember Pavel was talking a lot about tension, and so what I did with my push up is I tried to grip the floor. All I did was squeeze the floor. And I can't obviously grip the floor, but my fingers were pressing into the floor as if I were trying to. And then I were pretending to screw my hands into the floor, in this kind of twisting motion. Not that I was actually doing
a nice
it.
Nice set of titties.
Yeah.
That's what I'm envisioning when he's doing that with his hands right now. I'm watching, what are you doing?
You
over
squeeze
there?
And you twist them
Couldn't
off.
Help it.
I gripped and I twisted. Now my arms, my hands didn't pivot on the floor, but that was the tension that I created to the floor. And then I did my push-up. Holy shit. If you're listening,
totally different.
If you're listening right now, stop the podcast. Get on the floor. Do a regular push-up. Then do a second push-up and try to grip the floor and apply a twisting tension to the floor where you're kind of twisting outward. And watch how the push-up feels.
Well,
you're going to find you're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel more stable, and you're going to get more. You're going to get more out of the exercise. And so that was my first exposure to that whole concept of tension.
Yes.
And then moving forward, when I would do my barbell movements, I realized that, wow, if I squeeze the bar really hard, I can bench press more. Mm-hmm. And which is crazy because you think to yourself, like, what the fuck does squeezing the bar have to do with bench press? Or what does squeezing the bar have to do with squatting? You know, or what does leg drive have to do with bench press?
Connecting.
You're connecting to the movement.
You're connecting better than, I mean, that's really what it's about. It's about the central nervous system. And, you know, I think I've repeated your saying a million times now about, you know, talking about the central nervous system as an amplifier to your speakers. And how often do we just go through the motions of working out and we don't really connect and think about the central nervous system? And yet it's so important. I mean, you could argue it may be more important in seeing strength gains and gains in your progress. Is learning to connect better may show more progress than you actually lifting more weight. So that to me is...
And that's what you're training. That's what you're training with.
And this is where the more and more studies we're finding out. I mean, we kind of knew about it already, right? We've known that the central nervous system is important. We know that there's ways to train it isometrically or in plyometrics and things that require this connection to all your muscles at once. But, you know, we're starting to see when you actually implement that into a program, what a difference it can make in someone's progress. So, I mean, that to me is one of the most exciting parts about Maps Anywhere was, you know, incorporating that. So it's been exciting to put it together.
Well, it's funny because we kind of all know this instinctually. Like if you go to open a jar and it's really tightly closed and you're trying to twist that jar, you instinctively tense up your whole body, including your face. This is just a natural function because your central nervous system fires harder. If I'm trying to squeeze my hand, it will fire to the muscles that squeeze in my hand harder when it's firing everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how tension works. And that's just one small example of something that you can incorporate that it requires no equipment. It doesn't require any equipment. It just requires an understanding of how to apply it towards whatever movement you're doing. And it could all be band or body weight with no weights whatsoever, but it dramatically increases the effectiveness of what you're trying to do. And if you program it incorrectly, the results can be
needs
pretty
a specific tempo, needs a specific rest. So all that stuff has to be considered, you know, to optimize those types of exercises. And so we made sure to really highlight that, you know, in this program and so you could get the max benefit from it. So.
Yeah. I think if you train without weights, first and foremost, again, Mind Pump is always honest. There is no replacement for a deadlift. There's no replacement for a barbell squat. There's no replacement for these big gross motor movements. But I'm going to flip that on its head. There is no replacement for body awareness. There is no replacement for being able to use, you know, change from open chain to closed chain type movements and vice versa. So it's not better. It's not worse. It's different. And incorporating some of these movements, which we've always done anyway, you know, even though we've worked out in gyms and all of our programs, previous programs were designed to be in gyms, we've always understood the importance of incorporating, you know, body weight type movements because they all complement each other. Mm-hmm. But if you just stick with that, if you have no access to equipment, doing it right will yield you gains. Like you will build muscle. I'll tell you what, I'll make this claim all day long. I'll make the claim that Maps Anywhere will put more muscle on you than a crappy in the gym weight workout. Like you go in the gym and lift with your cables and machines and do your typical bro split, you're not going to build as much muscle or strength as you will with a body weight programmed excellent type program.
Well, that's the key, is that it's programmed, right?
You know, that's the key.
Comparing the two, I mean, we know that weight training, like you said, you would never say that it would take. And this is what I've told people: if you already have, you know, Maps Black, Maps Red, and Maps Green, you already have all the other Maps programs to, and you work out in a gym a majority of the time, you like that, does that mean this is not for you at all? No, this becomes an accessory to that. That's how I look at it. Like once you go through Maps White, there's ways that you can implement that into your program already. It's a great way to deload. It's a great way when you're traveling. It's a great way to take some of the exercises and days and incorporate them into your gym day too. There's nothing that says that you can't take parts of Matt's wipe at white after you've gone through it.
Matt's white,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
It's Matt's.
Wipes.
I don't know what's today. Yeah, what is today, man? What's going on with us, man? I think we're excited. That's why we're a lot of good stuff
going on.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff going on.
I wanted to touch on something that you were kind of bringing up, Sal, too, that, you know, I seriously like have had my paradigm shattered so much with like this tension concept and this connectivity with central nervous system and, you know, and getting involved with lifts. I really feel now that you could really highlight two important, you know, aspects of training in general. And that's, you know, building muscle and that's building connectivity. And the two of those together, you're going to get like so much further if you really highlight both of those with the same emphasis. So that's something.
And they both contribute to each other.
They both contribute. Exactly. It's interwoven.
It's funny because I've had, you know, I talk a lot about on Instagram about training for, you know, strength, but mainly for regular people, how to do it properly in the low rep ranges, which is another way to really improve connectivity with your central nervous system. And it's crazy the response that I get from people mm-hmm. about the gains that they make, not just in strength, but in how their body looks.
But you could break it down like that, right? Like to those two elements.
That's 100%.
Yeah, because like if you're talking about mobility, you're talking about flexibility, you're talking about stability, you know, all these things are connectivity things. So on top of that, like building muscle, obviously we know strength and hypertrophy and all these other aspects to that, but yeah.
Well, I mean, some of the challenges with working out at home are, you know, you got to be creative, right? And most people don't know a whole plethora of movements and exercises and how to put them together. But one of the pluses is convenience. One of the other negatives is how do I improve intensity when I'm just limited to body weight? Again, requires more, you know, creativity. Yeah. But again, one of the pluses is time. You know, I can wake up, do my workout, and I didn't have to waste time driving to and from the gym and changing shit. You could just naked in your living room if you want. In fact, that's how Adam does his.
He does Maps White naked.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's how we got the name White.
Yes,
from White Butt.
So. Yeah. So basically, you can find this program at mindpumpmedia.com. Now, check this out. It's going to retail for $97. Maps Anywhere, $97. However, we're running a promotion for the launch, which is 7 days long, I believe, for $77. That's one payment. $77, you get access to the entire program. There's over 100 exercise demos on there, videos. The workout's broken down into two phases. Phase one is stabilization. Phase two is strength. And then there's AMP workouts. There's strength hypertrophy, strength conditioning, and strength tension, which we just talked about. Enroll during the launch sequence period, and you get a free Maps White t-shirt. Make sure to include your size in the phone number section when you do enroll. You also get 50% off all of our guides. Yeah. So we have the nutrition survival guide, we have the fasting guide, we have the occlusion guide, all included at half off if you want. And there's a mod.
We're trying to throw everything that we can, you know, into this. And so what we did is we also threw in a suspension training mod. So there's ways to incorporate that into this program as well, which is exciting for me because I'm definitely somebody that uses the TRX or, you know, one of those types of suspension trainers quite frequently.
So we've got demos in there with that as well, where you can modify your Maps White to incorporate some of those things. So again, all available at mindpumpmedia.com. Again, retails for $97, but during this promo time, which is only 7 days long, by the way, in 7 days it'll be over, $77.
They have to enter a discount code in order to get that.
What's the code, Doug? What is the discount code? No discount code. No, just it's right there.
It'll be already done
straight
for them?
$77. Oh, nice. During 7 days.
Forward. I like it.
All beautiful. Right.
That's nice, Doug.
Check it out.
Right on.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.